Nasi tumpeng sebesar bukit.
Zaman dahulu, di Pulau Bali yang indah, tinggal seorang petani bernama Pak Jurna. Bertahun-tahun, dia menanam padi, mengairi tanaman sampai tinggi, lalu memanen padi baru yang tumbuh. Pak Jurna cukup sukses dan dipandang sebagai orang penting.
Indah sekali pagi ini. Langit berwarna biru. Awannya sedikit. Ada angin kecil dari laut. Sejauh mata memandang, aku bisa melihat sawah penuh dengan padi yang tinggal dipetik.
Kita sangat beruntung, Pak. Panen tahun ini lebih dari cukup. Kita bisa membuat selamatan untuk merayakannya.
Nanti, semua orang di desa diundang untuk menikmati nasi kita yang enak.
Tapi, Pak, apa itu? Aku belum pernah melihat bukit di sana. Kemarin, saya rasa belum ada.
Benar, Bu. Seperti bukit kecil. Bentuknya seperti gunung agung, hanya kecil. Dari mana datangnya? Sepertinya seongkok tanah.
Apakah ada yang mau membangun rumah? Atau pura? Banyak sekali tanah yang ditumpuk. Menurutku, setinggi badan seorang pria dewasa.
Ah, aku dapat ide. Beras kita sudah banyak sekali. Bagaimana kalau kita membuat nasi sebesar onggokan tanah itu untuk merayakan keberhasilan kita?
Memang beras kita cukup. Tetapi, memasaknya akan cukup repot. Aku harus meminta tolong agar dibantu di dapur.
Ayo, Bu. Kita sudah berniat membuat selamatan. Nanti tamu kaget melihat nasi tumpeng kita yang sebesar bukit.
Beberapa jam kemudian.
Ini, Pak. Lihat. Nasi tumpeng sudah jadi. Kami pakai kunyit supaya warnanya terang. Ini nasi tumpeng kita sebesar bukit. Silakan undang tetangga, kawan-kawan di desa, pecalang, dan kepala desa untuk datang menikmati.
Semua orang di desa sangat kagum melihat nasi tumpeng yang setinggi itu. Mereka sangat menikmati makan nasinya yang pulen dan pulang dengan perut kenyang. Esok hari.
Aduh, tidur nyenyak sesudah makan kenyang. Nasi kita memang nikmat, tetapi bukit itu masih ada. Dan kalau tidak salah, semakin besar. Bu!
Ada apa, Pak? Ya, sepertinya tanah itu makin tinggi.
Tanah dari mana ya? Siapa yang menggalinya? Dan untuk apa? Apakah ada seorang musuh yang mau menantang diriku?
Kita tidak ada musuh, tapi mungkin ada yang iri.
Aku tahu. Persediaan beras kita masih banyak. Kita akan buat lagi nasi tumpeng. Sebesar bukit itu. Akan kubuktikan. Pak Jurna bukan pengecut.
Baik, Pak.
Beberapa jam kemudian.
Nah, Bu, lihat. Inilah dia. Nasi tumpeng kali ini lebih besar dan lebih megah daripada yang kemarin. Coba kita angkat ke sana, ke onggokan tanah, supaya melihat lebih jelas.
Beberapa tukang menggotong nasi tumpeng ke sawah untuk membandingkannya dengan onggokan tanah.
Hah, sama kan? Beras kita memang berlimpah kali ini. Panggillah semua, Bu, untuk makan lagi.
Dan datang pun semua tamu yang kemarin sempat menikmati nasi tumpeng. Mereka terkejut diundang lagi, tetapi bersyukur dapat makan sampai kenyang. Keesokan harinya.
Bu, coba lihat ke sana.
Oh, onggokan tanah itu masih ada. Buat apa ya?
Bukan itu. Semakin tinggi lagi. Apa tidak kamu lihat?
Iya, sepertinya sedikit lebih besar.
Ini keterlaluan. Aku dipermalukan. Ayo, kita langsung bikin nasi tumpeng yang lebih besar lagi.
Tapi, Bapak.
Tapi apa? Beras kita masih cukup, kan?
Masih, tapi...
Dan malam itu juga, dimasak pula nasi tumpeng. Dan para penduduk desa semakin bingung. Tapi itu bukan selamatan Pak Jurna yang terakhir. Esok lusa, onggokan tanah semakin tinggi dan Pak Jurna semakin tertantang untuk membuat nasi tumpeng yang setara. Sehingga seminggu kemudian...
Masih lebih tinggi lagi. Ayo, Bu, kita jangan kalah.
Bapak, dengarkanlah. Beras kita sudah mau habis.
Apa? Bagaimana mungkin? Beras dari panen kemarin harus cukup untuk beberapa bulan ke depan.
Beras kita sudah mau habis. Karena setiap malam, kita traktir seluruh desa makan nasi tumpeng yang setiap hari tambah besarnya.
Apa yang kulakukan?
The rice cone as big as a hill. Long, long ago, on the beautiful island of Bali, lived a farmer named Jurna. For years he planted rice, irrigated the rice plants, until they grew tall, then harvested the new rice that grew. Farmer Jurna was quite successful and seen as an important person. What a beautiful morning it is! The sky is blue, there's not much cloud, there's a light breeze coming in from the sea. As far as I can see, there are rice paddies full of rice, waiting to be harvested. We're very lucky, Jurna. The harvest this year is more than sufficient. We can have a Thanksgiving celebration to celebrate. We'll invite all the people in the village to enjoy our delicious rice. But Jurna, what's that? I've never seen a hill over there. I don't think it was there yesterday. Yes, you're right. Like a little hill. It's shaped like Mount Agung, only in miniature. Where did it come from? It's like a heap of dirt. Is someone building a house? Or a temple? There's an awful lot of earth piled up. I think it looks as tall as a man. Ah, I have an idea. We have lots and lots of rice. What if we cook as much rice as that pile of dirt to celebrate our success? We do have enough rice, but cooking it would be a bother. I'll have to ask for help in the kitchen. Come on. We've decided to hold a Thanksgiving meal. The guests will be surprised to see our rice cone as big as a hill. Several hours later. Here you are, look! The rice cone is ready. We use turmeric to make the color bright yellow. This is our rice cone as big as a hill. Please invite the neighbors, friends in the village, the traditional policeman and the village head to come and enjoy it. Everyone in the village was in awe, looking at such a tall rice cone. They ate the delicious rice with gusto and went home with full stomachs. Oh, I slept well after eating so much food. Our rice was delicious. But that hill is still there. And if I'm not mistaken, it's even bigger. Wife, wife! What is it? Looks towards the heap of dirt. Yes! It looks like the dirt is getting higher and higher. Where is that dirt from? I'd like to know. Who dug it up and why? Thinking, is there an enemy who wants to challenge me? We don't have any enemies, but maybe someone is envious of us. I know, arrogantly. We still have lots of rice. We'll make another rice cone as big as that hill. I'll show them. Farmer Jurna is not a coward. Right then goes off to the kitchen to start cooking and call our helper. Several hours later. Now look, wife. Here we are. The rice cone this time is bigger and more impressive than yesterday's. Let's take it over there to the mound of dirt to see more clearly. Several laborers carry the rice cone to the rice paddy to compare it with the mound of earth. Ah! They're the same height, aren't they? We have so much rice right now. Call everyone, wife, to eat again. And all the guests who had enjoyed the rice cone from the day before came again. They were surprised to be invited back, but grateful to be able to fill their stomachs the next day. Wife, wife, look over there. Oh, that pile of dirt is still there. I wonder what it's for. Not that, it's even higher. Can't you see? Yes, it seems a bit bigger. This is too much. I'm being humiliated. Come on. Let's make an even bigger rice cone right away. But Jurna... But what? We still have enough rice, don't we?
Yes, but...
And that very evening, another rice cone was made. And the villagers were even more confused. But that was not Farmer Juna's last Thanksgiving meal. Over the next few days, the pile of dirt grew higher and higher. And Farmer Juna felt challenged again and again to make a rice cone just as big. Until a week later. It's even higher, higher again. Come on, wife. We can't give up. Increasingly unhinged. Juna, please listen. Our rice has almost run out. What? How can this be? The rice from the recent harvest has to be enough for the next few months. Our rice has almost run out because every night we invite the whole village to eat a rice cone that grows bigger and bigger every time. What have I done? Shakes his head and starts to cry, finally realizing.